don't think this guy's called in since I've been on the show. Michael from Stuttgart. What's going on, Michael?
He's never called in while I've been on the show.
Okay, so this is a first for all of us.
I've never called in, period, but I want to tell you something, guys. The pleasure is certainly all yours in the listening audience. And you should have the tuxedo on. Now, Tommy would have a real one, John. He'd more like have the shirt, you know, just paint it on there, I'm sure.
Yeah, be more
guys,
comfortable.
I got to tell you. Why not? I like your attitude, John. I like how you know, you kind of laid back dude. You know, you're not uptight, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate that,
guys. Where's the organizational structure of Anderson? Where has it ever been with this guy? I mean, he's the slowest coach to get around to, they're going to transfer, this guy's going to leave, and there's never a backup plan. And that's one of his biggest weaknesses, other than being an X's and O's basketball coach, which I don't know which is his biggest weakness. I think both of them you have to be able to do, certainly. One may be more important than the other. I think they go hand in hand, but he can't do either. He's like Blockbuster Video. You know, it worked until it didn't. Well, it doesn't work anymore, and he can't change. Who has a worse bench in the SEC? Who has a worse bench in the SEC than Anderson? Who's a worse coach than Anderson? And there may be, you may find one or two coaches in the whole league that's worse than him, but nobody has a worse bench than Anderson because they're yes men. You know, Abraham Lincoln wanted guys with dissenting opinions. Anderson wants the yes sir guys, you know, guys that agree with it. They have a little myopic view of life, and they see it like Nolan saw it, or they hope they did, or they tried to, but they're not the same coach. And I think he'd have a hard time winning today. Obviously, he'd still be able to. He wouldn't struggle to the likes of that Anderson.
Hall of Fame. He'd adapt. But he's a Hall of Fame coach. He'd adapt.
Well, no, you're 100% right. He would adapt. That's totally fair that he would. But there is no adaptation here because there's nothing to go to. He's got one pitch, and it's an underhand slow pitch, and it comes right across every time, and you just knock it out of the yard. And people will say, well, God, the SEC's got better, guys. Like, look at these coaches coming in. Well, that's okay. So what? So, Anderson, you got to get better. You got to raise your game. You got to make some of that money. You got to earn it. Guys, since he got to Arkansas, he changed. And I don't know if it's in the dark recesses of his mind, what happened here with Nolan, and he felt like he, you know, was unjustly fired and treated poorly, or he just finally made it. You know, some of the guys, like the guy that played for the Kansas City Royals, and he goes to the Yankees, and all of a sudden he can't hit. I don't know what it is, but he's not the same coach. I don't know if he's fat and happy, he's got the money in his pocket, or he's just not able. I always thought he's a. And when you preface your statement with, "Boy, Mike's a good man," well, yeah, he's a good man. Okay, you got me. He's a good man, but I'm not looking for Sunday school teachers. I'm looking for a basketball coach, and he certainly isn't one. So, and by the way, when you got an NBA lottery pick, and I've got some problems with Gafford. I don't like a lot of things about him, but let me just tell you this. You got to put him in a position to succeed. And when you've got a lottery pick and you keep bringing him down on the block and trying to get him the ball when it's not his game, let's see a different kind of offense. Let's get him on the move. Let's get him run. Let's go pick and roll. Let's throw lobs to him. Let's give him a chance to succeed. But it's like in his mind, he can't think of anything or he doesn't know anything. Guys, this is proof. I have evidence. Watch the game. If the guy should have been gone a long time ago. I was saying this a long time ago. It finally caught up to him. He played out the string, and there's nothing left. And I hope Hunter Yurecek pulls the card on the guy because he can't do any better. His best team at Arkansas got to the second round game and coulda, woulda, shoulda. And his second best team played Butler and got summarily dismissed.
Yeah. Well, then see, that's the thing, Michael, is that, you know, when it comes to, because I like the point that you brought up about the SEC, because I think that's something that maybe we haven't even discussed enough, is that the SEC has elevated itself all around Mike Anderson. And I don't know if it's the fact that he hasn't changed, or maybe he has changed, because you brought up how he hasn't been able to accomplish what he did at Missouri and at UAB. And he felt like there for a while, though, Arkansas was going to be a much easier path, because let's be honest, he was doing what he did at Missouri during the time where they were still in the Big 12 and they were still going up against teams like Kansas and like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State and even Kansas State when Frank Martin was still there. I mean, they were going up some quality teams. And so you felt like he could come into Arkansas and at least accomplish that. And the fact that the SEC is now getting better all around them, that's also another very scary thing for Razorback fans, is because they feel like that if the conference is getting better around him and he's not getting any better, somebody's going to have to start finishing back towards the back of the pack. And, you know, Mike Anderson and Arkansas might be that team, and that just can't happen in a lot of fans' eyes. So they're almost wanting, a lot of fans are just wanting to get out in front of this and get ahead of the curve and not let it to be where they go back into irrelevancy when teams like Ole Miss and Mississippi State and South Carolina and Georgia or teams like that start being a better program than what they are in the SEC. They just can't have that.
But, John, I don't think you could say getting out in front of it. I mean, I think we're already behind it. All the coaches you just named are better coaches than Anderson. I mean, he can't turn it around because there's nothing else for him to go to. And when he was at UAB, you know, he had Squeaky Johnson. He had a big-time point guard. And then he had some relatives and some friends and family, and they came down to Missouri, and one of his, you know, college roommates or whatever, his son came, and they had basketball players that had high basketball IQs that could make decisions and that were leaders. And when Anderson has that, when it's not up to him to lead and to coach and to do kind of what he's paid to do, he can actually win games. But he's done that here at Arkansas to a certain degree when he had those kind of players. But when he hasn't had, I mean, he's just lost out there. I mean, he's out of his depth.
Yeah. No, definitely is problematic. Hey, Michael, appreciate you calling in, man. This is your first morning rush call.
I love your show, guys.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Take care.